Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Hi, this is Justin Briel with Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast, and I'm here with Bill Cooper and Josh Crails from the USA Target League. Josh, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So, yeah, we get kids involved with shooting sports. So we have grades 6 through 12, and then we also have a college and a homeschool league. So we try and reach as many kids as we can across the country. Last spring, we had 35 states and 37,000 kids and about 1,800 high schools across the country. So trying to grow it everywhere we go and promote the good word.
That's awesome. It's my son. We just got into it as well. We talked a little bit about that earlier, but he's, you know, they talk about his high school teams, but it's really that you start them younger, get them involved. So that way, by the time they're in high school, they know what's going on. And there's some certain things and procedures you got to go through to make sure that it's, you know, the kosher way to do things.
Correct.
But what I think is so cool about it is my son, he's not like a big athletic kid or anything like that. And he's pretty small for his age. And but he's out there competing with the big kids and shooting there with them, and they all help each other out. It's a really good kind of community that comes together.
Absolutely. And the way our league is a little unique because we have, you know, like I said, it's through, you know, grade 6 through 12 for the high school league and our college league, but all the teams in the high school league have to be approved to use the school's name. So we could have a lot more kids, but we say we want permission on a school's letterhead to, you know, use the school's name so that way these kids can be tied to the school, because there's, you know, like your son, if he's not in any other sports, if he's not big enough for the football team, the basketball team, this is something he can do. And you have kids in wheelchairs, you have kids all walks of life doing the same exact thing, which is a very cool thing. And the buy-in from the school is getting better and better every year.
It is. We're a club affiliated with the school, so we use, like, just like what you're talking about, we use the school's name and we're able to do that, but we don't get money from the school, which really is kind of a better thing. That way we don't have as much regulation. We can do a little bit more what we want with it. But it is all tied together through the school and all the feeder schools that come together and shoot. And it's been a really good turnout. I'm a quote-unquote coach. I've taken the class and stuff like that. Most of these kids are better than I am. I start working with the younger ones and just because I tell them it doesn't matter if you're shooting a bow, you're shooting a gun, you're throwing a bowling ball or swinging a golf club. It's all about form and consistency. And, man, the look on a kid's face when they break their first five at one stand, and they turn around and look at you with their eyes real big, and, you know, you give them the thumbs up, it's a great feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've seen the growth, you know, for the teams since they're through the school. You've got to keep your grades up. You got to keep your nose clean. So those are things that the school likes best about it. You know, and obviously you're getting kids involved with stuff that instead of going home playing video games, they're out, you know, target practicing.
Yeah, it's great. And it's what I think's cool about it too is there are divisions and everything like that, but it's boys and girls. Like you said, there might be some kids that you know, have some disabilities, but they're still able to get out there and participate and get them in the outdoors.
Yeah, and we have 39% of our kids in our program they're not involved in any school activity. So it's a perfect way to get the, you know, yeah, you got your quarterback and your, you know, your volleyball star that are, you know, great doing their thing, but this is something where the kid that doesn't have a niche yet, he found it, and now he or she is the greatest kid walking around school.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I wish it had something like that when I was a kid.
If I had a dollar every time I heard that.
Yeah. I wouldn't have played football and basketball and track and baseball and all those things that got me hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how 4 years of football made me feel like an old man.
You ought to be 75 and have some of those old injuries.
Well, you guys were playing, there was still like leather helmets and stuff like that.
We didn't have helmets.
Before helmets.
Yeah, it is a great thing. And we were talking earlier, I think it's funny, you know, where I'm at there in Illinois, they have the biggest trap shooting contest, and I believe it's in our tournament in the United States, it's the Grand. down in Sparta, Illinois, and that's 30 minutes from where we live. And we just now we're getting trap teams around the house, or you know, close to home and around that area. I spoke to a bunch of people there last year from from Minnesota, correct?
Correct. Yep.
And that's a lot of teams from Minnesota, Wisconsin. Do you seem like it's more popular up in that area?
So the program started in Minnesota back in 2008 with three teams and 30 kids, and now we're in 35 states with 37,000 kids.
Wow!
So it's growing across the country. Minnesota is by far our biggest market because we have a relationship with the Minnesota State High School Athletic Association, or Minnesota High School League, and with them, they treat our club, you know, we're treated as a club everywhere, and they treat it as a recognized sport. So they actually put on a state tournament for us.
Really?
So that's the best of the best. And then we also have a championship, which this past spring, we hold that in Alexandria, Minnesota. There's 21 trap fields there, and we had 8,600 kids over 9 days long. You know, every day we cycle out kids, and Illinois, we're on now a two-day event there. I think you guys have 25 trap fields at Bunker Hill, Brittany Shooting Park.
Yeah.
So we have... We went to 2 days because we just keep adding kids. So it's a good thing, and we continue to do that across the country. We have a national championship that's held in Michigan, and that is the best of the best, where the state tournament, like for in Illinois, everybody's invited, and we average 68% of the kids from the regular season will attend the season-ending state tournament.
Yeah, it's being involved with it now, I'm getting tons of emails because it's not just we shoot. So, like, my son's team will shoot three tournaments a season. So it's, you know, in a 8-week window, we'll shoot three different ones. But they have them year-round, and I'm constantly getting emails, hey, we're having a shoot here, we're having a shoot there. So you can really do as much as you want with it. If you know, if you got a kid that's playing basketball or something like that, they can shoot in the fall and they can shoot in the spring and then spend their winter playing basketball. Or it's really just another, I don't know. I think it's a great organization. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and we've had, you know, the other thing to point out is every single kid in our league has to have a safety certificate. So it's either their state-issued firearm certificate or we create our own safe certification course through the league. So one or the other. And we require one coach for every 10 kids that you have on the team, but we average one coach in every 4.5 kids. So in a time when you're saying, stay behind the fence, sit in the bleachers, watch your kid, we're saying, no, come on out and help, and let's make sure we stay safe, because the biggest thing with us is safety, fun, and marksmanship. And safety, we've never had a report injury since the inception of the league, so we're pulling, you know, 200 million trigger pulls without an injury.
Yeah.
So nobody else can say that in any school sport that there is out there.
No, you're exactly right. It is the safest sport that there is. There's nothing, not a whole, you know, we're not getting knee injuries, we're not getting concussions, we're not getting, and it's something, what I think is neat about it is this is something my son and I can do until I'm 90 years old, are still able to hold up a shotgun.
Yep.
You know, it's not like when you play football and most people, you get to senior year of high school and that's about it.
They're burned out.
Yeah, I mean, then you can, you know, play some flag football or do whatever on the side, but you just pick up, start shooting, and it's like golf or anything else. You can do it forever.
Really is, and man, and I think it's the all-American sport myself because, well, we're all for our Second Amendment rights, you know, and we've seen some things we haven't liked in the last 20 years or so. And I think it's just, to me, it's the part of making America great again.
Yeah, it is pretty neat to see out there, all those kids out there. And it's have a lot of conversations with moms and dads because we have kids on our team that moms and dad never really shot, weren't involved in any of the shooting sports, yep. Aren't really hunting. And it's, you know, you got to, big part is I don't want to say convincing them because they think it's neat. The kids show interest in it, but you got to show them, like invite them out to a practice, show them how safe we are. And, you know, we're all out there, like you said, safety's number one.
Yep.
You got to have fun, but nothing comes at the cost of safety. So these coaches are great with the kids, working with them, but if anything gets a little sideways, we get a little out of the rules, it gets shut down right now, and we're going to have a conversation.
Yep. And the nice thing, too, is, you know, if the kids are doing trap, you got five kids up on the line, you know, out on each post, and all the action, they're open until it's their turn to shoot. So they close the action, they mount the gun, and within a second or two, depending on the kid, they're pulling the trigger. And again, there's no, you know, no loaded firearm on the range.
Correct.
You know? So that's a big part of the safety. And like you said, you have coaches there to watch for that. If they just make sure they're swinging the barrel the right way and, you know, keeping it downrange and all those things that they need to do, and it works.
It's a very controlled environment as far as, you know, you're not just cutting these kids loose and loading them up with a, you know, bunch of shells and, yeah, go bust some birds, man. No, it's very – and it's – the kids learn safety first right off the bat. That's number one thing. And keep the gun in a safe direction. And the little stuff – and there's – actually, I like working with the younger kids – because they do realize how serious it is.
Yep.
That this is something that can, if something goes bad, it goes real bad. So, no, they're very respectful of it, and start them young, and it's kind of like smoking. Start them young. They'll be on it forever.
Yeah. Well, excellent point you make, but a factor that jumps out to me is the fact, here's a kid, and you take them how young?
Grade six.
Grade six.
So, like 11, 12 years old.
Okay, yep. 11 or 12 years old. But you're handing to a child a great deal of responsibility, but you've already ingrained it in his mind how heavy that responsibility is.
Yes, sir.
And it works. And as sooner you get them, like you said, Justin, as sooner you get them engaged, the better off you are. We do really well with girls because they're going to listen a lot quicker.
That is, I didn't want to say, but that is 100% a fact.
But even for the boys, too. So we do a survey every spring, and 55% of our kids have never done shooting sports. So, yeah, they might have went duck hunting, turkey hunting, deer hunting, but they've never done shooting sports. So you're reaching a whole new group of kids that have never done this, so they're raw. You know, maybe they picked up habits from their dad from duck hunting or, you know, whatever. But if you can get them young where they haven't had the opportunity to shoot trap yet, for example, they're going to listen, and you're going to get them, you know, doing it the right way from day one.
Yes, and that's start them young.
Yep.
Yep. Get good, establish good habits right off the bat.
Yep.
Is really what I meant to say. And to tag on to what you said, sometimes it's better when mom and dad weren't involved with it, or an uncle, you know, maybe didn't teach them the best habits. Yep. With a firearm. Okay, no, we don't do that here. This has got to be, you know, it's one shell at a time. And I never... You know, I just thought we'd send them out there with whatever gun we had, and that was the intention at first, but then we got them, the amount of firearms that are out there now with these kids, that they're built to grow with them, and you know, it's not, you're going to spend a little bit of money up front. It's not a cheap sport to get into.
Yep.
But you can get what you make out of it. You could go out there with grandpa's old 870 and start shooting, or you could get them a 100% setup trap gun. But they grow with it, and the nice part is, as with the younger kids coming in, there's always a market to sell.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Absolutely.
Sell it back.
Yep, that's for sure.
Well, guys, I hate to interrupt a good conversation, but we need to take just a short break here, but folks, don't go away. I've got here Justin Brule and Josh Krills, and they're talking youth shooting sports. Hey, if you hear the noise in the background, we're in Nashville, Tennessee, at the National Wild Turkey Federation annual convention. Kind of noisy here, but don't go away, because we got some more discussion coming up about kids shooting sports. We'll be right back.
Our forefathers gave us a Bill of Rights. One of those is the right to step in the front door of Pond Center, where the faint sound of eagles screeching from on high a bounding purple mountain's majesty browse the walls full of glorious firearms. It's hard not to shed a patriotic tear as your red, white, and blue blood becomes fortified by the sight of true freedom. Pond Center, located at 408 Highway 72 East in Rolla, Missouri. Or give us a call at 573-426-GUNS.
Hey, this is John from CoAngler.com. Did you know that CoAngler.com is the newest online platform to connect anglers for fishing trips? You can create your free account, offer and request fishing trips, connect with anglers in your area, share some costs, share some knowledge, and share a great time in the outdoors. Whether you're fishing from a boat and you got an extra seat and want somebody to come with you, or you need some help shuttling those kayaks for your next float trip, CoAngler is a great way to connect with like-minded anglers in your area for a great time out on the water. So get on CoAngler.com and let's go fishing.
Hey there, listeners. At Conservation Federation of Missouri, we're more than just advocates for our environment. We're active in making a difference through hands-on programs that protect and preserve Missouri's natural resources. By becoming a member, you're supporting impactful initiatives like Share the Harvest, which provides venison to families in need, and Operation Game Thief, which helps combat poaching and protects our wildlife. You're also contributing to the RISPR grants, which fund local conservation projects across the state. Your membership makes these vital programs possible, ensuring that we continue to serve both our communities and our environment. Plus, as a member, you'll receive updates on these programs, invitations to exclusive events, and the opportunity to get involved in the work you care about most. Visit confedmo.org/join to learn more and to join us today. Together, we can support programs that protect Missouri's wildlife, waters, and way of life. Be a part of the Conservation Federation of Missouri, where action leads to conservation.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the Northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
This is Dan from the White Buffalo Fly Shop, your gateway to Missouri's blue ribbon trout streams and world-class smallmouth water. Whether you're headed to Mill Creek, the Kern, or the Gasconade, we've got the flies, the gear, and the local know-how to help you fish with confidence. If you're looking to sharpen your casting skills, join one of our hands-on clinics. Or if you'd like to craft your own fly rod, build it with us in one of our rod building courses. You're always welcome in our fly tying nights to swap stories, share patterns, and get the latest hatch reports. White Buffalo Fly Shop is more than just a place to gear up. It's a hub for our local community. You'll find us at 605 North Pine Street in Rolla or online at whitebuffaloflyshop.com.
Hey everybody, this is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. Check out my buddy's podcast show, Living the Dream Outdoors with Bill Cooper and Hunter Heineman. You're really going to enjoy this week's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Living the Dream podcast. This is Justin Brill. I'm here with Josh Crails and Bill Cooper, and we're talking about youth trap shooting. So, Josh, tell me a little bit about how, if there's somebody out there, they're interested in this, and they want to get started and really don't know where to start, what's step one?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what state you're in. So we have the usaclaytarget.com. You can go there and get information. You can go find your state and then, you know, fill out a start a team inquiry. And myself or somebody else will get back in touch with you and, you know, on some steps and send you a bunch of information. But it's going to a school. So we have three different leagues. Our college league is, you know, that's for a later date. But our high school is... All the teams in a high school league are all approved to use the school's name, so that's on a school's letterhead, and with permission to use the school's name, signed off by some administration, and then the head coach's information. That's all we need from the school. They can be involved with as little or as much as they want after that. There's no team fee. This spring, it's a $40 registration fee per athlete, per discipline, and we offer trap, skeet, five stand, and sporting clays. Of the four last spring with the 37,000, we had about 34,000 that were doing trap, and then we had 1,500 or so that were in skeet, and another 500 in sporting clay, and 500 in five stand. So go and get approval. It could be as easy as talking to your athletic director at the school, principal, maybe superintendent, or you might have to go to a school board meeting. So it just depends on the level. Every school is different. Once you get the approval, then it's one coach for every 10 kids, like I mentioned earlier, and two kids to start a team and five for a team score, and there is no maximum. So we have a team in Williston, North Dakota, and I want to say they had 150-some kids last year.
Oh, wow.
And we had another team in South Dakota that was 120, so there's a pile of large teams, but the average team size last year was 27 kids.
27?
Yep, so it's a pretty good number of kids that are participating each week. So then registration is actually going on, you know, right now. It started February 4th, goes to March 24th. And then after that, we go right into the season. So we have a couple weeks of practice. And then we have a reserve week, which is there in case you get rain or snowed out. And then we have 5 weeks of competition. And for the competition, you just entering your scores from Sunday morning to Saturday night. You go on entering your scores. You're shooting two rounds of 25 a week. And after that, you'll be able to watch, you know, that. So from Sunday to Saturday, you get your two rounds in. You go to gun club when it works best for you. And then you will be able to see your scores on Sunday to see how you're doing against other teams in your conference or your class. And then after the five-week season, then we have a state tournament. So every state has a state tournament, and that's usually at the largest facility in the state I try to get to. Just so that way as we grow, they have room to handle us. Like I said, in Illinois, we're already on 2 days. Missouri, we're on 1 day. So it just depends on where we're at. Minnesota, it's the big one with the 9-day event. But we get vendors coming from all over the country to market their products to be in front of 8,600 kids. I mean, it's a great spot if you got to market, you know, some sort of a product. But we get a guy every year from New York that comes and sells pins. We got a hearing protection guy that comes from Texas, so we get them from all over the place. And then we have a national championship, and that's in Michigan. So that is the best of the best, whereas our state tournament, anyone can attend it. With the state tournament, we have three classifications, a novice, JV, and a varsity level. So it doesn't matter if you're a 6th grader or a 12th grader. You could be a novice shooter or you could be varsity. We don't have any, you know, 6th graders have to be in this class. We don't do it that way. You just, if you're a good shooter, you go where you belong. And then nationals, it's best of the best, so that's qualifying event. You got to have it from the 5-week season in the spring. You probably have to average this year. I'm saying it'll probably be over a 21 out of 25 for trap.
Okay.
And currently it is only trap for our national championship. But that's the top 1,800 individuals and a top 200. I think we're going to go up to 280 teams this year.
Wow.
So it's a big event just after the 4th of July, that upcoming week. And that's held in Mason, Michigan.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's really growing. More and more people get involved with it, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so every year, you know, and I tell people too, so 2024, we had 37,000. 2023, we had 34,000 kids, but we, you know, so that's only 3,000 growth, but we lose 20% of our kids because they graduate every year.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to replace. So this year, for us to get to 40,000 kids, we get, you know, 3,000 in growth, but we got to replace roughly 7,000 kids because of our, you know, graduated kids.
Yeah.
So it's you know, we're growing a lot bigger. When you tell them that, they're like, holy cow, you added 10,000 new kids?
Right, on top of the 40,000 you lost. So 50,000 new kids signed up to shoot.
Nope, it'd be 40,000 would okay. be.
Yeah.
So it's just a big number, and it's tough to get that across because people just can't, you know, comprehend that much growth in shooting sports. And, you know, back when it started, kids, guns, and schools. Who would have ever thought you could say that and it would work and you'd have, you know, 37,000 kids last spring in a program?
Well, I tell you, I'm glad to see it come back around because I grew up in the area when you pull in on a high school parking lot and all the boys are driving pickup trucks, some of the girls too. There's a gun rack never back windshield.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think it's a really good way to educate people that aren't familiar with guns to learn that it's not a scary thing. It's like anything else. You got to be responsible with it, you know, driving a truck, anything else. So it's a good way to get more people exposed to it in an extremely controlled, safe environment.
Yep. And we get kids. So I was a coach for my local school. I'm west of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And when we started back in 2014, we had 34 kids, and there was a mom, the family didn't hunt, but the kid didn't get him on the first year, and he was in baseball, and his buddies would be talking about it in baseball, about the trap team. He's like, well, I want to do that, mom. Got it next year. She got a hold of me, and hey, we don't have a gun. Got a hold of the uncle, borrowed uncle's gun. He loved shooting, and then he wanted to go pheasant hunting. So now you took a kid that never did anything.
Right.
Now he's a Pheasants Forever member. So there's things where it can really turn into something bigger than, you know, than any of us would know. And it's all just because the kid was out shooting trap with his buddies, and it worked out great.
That's
well, another added bonus of that, though, if you take that kid through the cycle and he's become a shooter, then he becomes a hunter, then he becomes a conservationist.
Yep.
And he's going to vote for conservation principles.
And that's where we need him to be.
And he won't have enough money for any drugs or alcohol either.
There you go. Keep him on the straight and narrow path.
That's right.
Well, it looks like a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what a fabulous program.
So then with my school alone, I mean, we're a small school, so now fast forward, 2014, we started with 34 kids. Now 2024 is spring. We graduated 74 kids at my high school, and there was 78 kids on our trap team.
Wow.
So we shoot on a Sunday night. We take grades 6 through 12. We don't cut anybody off. Everybody that wants to do it can do it. And the reason we do it on a Sunday night is because back when I started it for our school was I had a 2- and a 4-year-old at home. And I was like, well, how's this going to work? My wife's not going to want me to be gone at night when I'm picking them up from daycare or whatever and go to the range for other kids.
Right.
So we did a Sunday night so they could still have the weekend. And the big thing for our school was you did not have to have take away from baseball practice, track, golf, all the spring sports, softball. They could do both by doing it on a Sunday night. So it worked out really well for our school. And, the numbers show. I think last year we were the 14th largest school in the state, and we only graduated 78 at high school.
Wow. That's, so, you got like 20-30% of the school issue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And there's probably 20 of those are girls every year, which is really cool.
Yeah. It's a very much a mixed bag. It's everybody thinks it's just going to be, a certain demographic of people, and it's not. There's all kinds of kids. We got a girl on our team. She's out there with her cowboy boots and, having a good time, and she's actually one of the best shooters on the team.
Perfect.
Yeah. We did something fun. We got some of the other coaches. They got it. I don't know where they got this thing made at, but it's like a WWF champion belt.
Yep.
So whoever shot the highest at the last tournament, they're the champ. They get to carry the belt around until the next one.
Awesome.
It's developed a little. It's competition, but it's a healthy competition amongst the kids and who's going to get the belt and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. You get out of it what you put into it.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm trying to wrap my head around the psychology of all of this. What kind of carrots do you dangle, or what's the attraction to kids to get into the shooting sports?
So I think it's just, like what Justin sort of alluded to is you can go and put in as much as you want, or you can just go and do something, like I said, with that one kid who was on baseball. Now you want to do this with his buddies. So I think it just depends on the kid and what they're looking for, because all these kids nowadays, they're all staring at their phone. They're all in front of those things, but this is something they can go out and meet and greet new kids at their own school.
You bet.
And it's tied to the school, so they're wearing that jersey or that team uniform that they can't wear the football one because they didn't make the team. They were on the bench for the basketball team, so it's like they don't want that. But this is something everybody gets to go and shoot. We take 70% of your scores each week for your conference, for your team. So it doesn't matter how well you shoot, you're going to get to shoot. Right. Nobody's going to know how bad you did unless you announce it or unless they're on the line with you. But, there's kids that will go out and shoot a 1 or a 2 out of 50 and give them 3-4 years, and all of a sudden they're some of the best shooters on a team.
It's the jump in progress is unbelievable. And like I said, with my kid, he'd been out shooting a little bit, shooting pellet guns, messed around. We shot some clay birds a little bit. But he went from, I think his first practice, he shot a 5 out of 25, and now he's averaging about 15.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm thrilled with.
Well, that's only 1 year to develop.
Huge jump in progress.
Yeah, 6 months.
Yeah.
Give him a couple years.
We were talking about it. We actually went and shot practice the other day, and he shot, it's been 2 months, 6 weeks, something like that since the last time he shot. It was kind of cold and raw out there, and he shot his average. He shot a 15. I said, well, that's good, buddy. You can't be it. And I said, he's like, yeah, I think I want to try for better. Well, let's put a number on it. What do you want to try? What do you want to try and shoot by the end of the season? He said, I'd like to consistently shoot around 20.
There you go.
I said, well, you got something to work for. And he's in the basement every night. I put one of them orange dot stickers on the wall down there. And I said, there you go. And he goes down there and he makes sure his gun's unloaded and everything's safe. And he just picks it up and points it at the wall, And you got to get a feel for it.
Yep. Well, that's a perfect example of a kid. Now that's something they can go and do to get better without, they don't have to have somebody rebounding or pitching a ball to them or whatever. So it's an easy way. If you want to, get what you put into it, there's an easy way to do it.
Well, you're teaching them a little bit about goal setting as well.
Well, you got to have that and that is something with kids that aren't into sports and stuff like that. Sometimes that's tough to get that because, they're working, in other sports they're working towards a championship. They're doing this, they're doing that. You still get the team aspect out of it because you are are shooting in squads. We call them, we always call them squads. But there are individual goals that go along with it too. And you, but you don't want to let your team down.
Yeah.
So it's, there is a little bit of that pressure on it, but it's not, you know, I haven't seen any kids yelling and screaming because somebody, like somebody dropped the ball or, you know, anything like that. But it's, hey, you shoot what you can shoot, and it's good for the kids to see it too. They, I remember there was one young man, he had practice and he shot his first 25 straight.
Awesome.
And he, I was keeping score, and he turned around and he looked at me and I smiled. I said, you done that before? And he said, no. I said, you got it, 25 straight. And he was on cloud nine and he was shooting really well. And the last tournament of the year we had, I think he missed his first eight straight. And then he came out, we kind of were talking to him a little bit, and he said, buddy, you got good days and you got bad days.
Yep.
You
that's
might
life.
Well, you just keep shooting. Don't forget about that last bird and just keep shooting. Yep. And he wound up shooting okay. It was well below his average, but you're learning the swings of it. And you got to adapt and overcome sometimes.
Absolutely.
You tell him you're going to have days like that in a duck blind, too.
I told him you're going to have more days like this than you don't. So get used to it.
Hey.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up here. Josh, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So, yeah, just by going to our website, usaclaytarget.com, and then you can find your state there, and then go and fill out, start a team inquiry, and then we'll get in touch with you. And if you have any questions, I mean, you can always call me, too, at 952-994-2427. And either way, look online or you get a hold of me by phone, we'll help get you going and get your team set up.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me today. It's been a blast.
Hey, it's always good to hear about youth in the outdoors, particularly the hunting and shooting sports. Hey, folks, I hope you'll check this out and get some kids involved if you can. Hey, from Justin Brule, Josh Grills, and myself, Bill Cooper, we're living our outdoor dreams. We encourage you to get into the outdoors and enjoy your dreams as well. I'm Bill Cooper.
People love a good mustache. People also love a good firearm. The fine people down at Pond Center like both. They have the largest selections of firearms in the area, and with a friendly, knowledgeable staff of hombres to help you pick the gun that's right for you. You could end up riding into the sunset with a gun you love. Find them at pc72guns.com, on shelf, in store, online, or give them a call at 573-426-GUNS. That's Pond Center. Guns welcome. Mustache appreciated.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Pico Lures, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, Expedition Trailers, The Rambling Angler, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.